Okay, this is the November 5th meeting of the Pacifica National Board Governance Committee. I'm the chair, George Reiter. I'm going to call the roll. Sharam Agamir, Lydia Brazan.
Here.
Mal Bernstein. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Here.
Nancy Henschel.
Here.
Bob Lederer.
Here.
Pat Logan.
Here.
Tony Norman.
Present.
And myself, Lawrence Reyes, Tracy Rosenberg, Manisha Saba, Dina Pollard Sachs, John Wenger, Jane Zara.
Here.
Okay, that's eight. That's quorum. The only item I have on the agenda so far is left over from the last meeting. It was Jane's request to talk about how the PNB decides, as I understood it, Jane, you can clarify it later, but how the PNB decides to allocate funds for legal defense. I did send out some minutes, but I didn't send them out within a week of now, so I won't ask you to approve them. Is there anything else for the agenda?
This is Lydia.
Yeah, Lydia, go ahead.
Yeah, did you get my email, and maybe I'm not looking at an agenda here, but to go over just so that you can announce what the new bylaws timetable is?
No, I didn't.
Because you developed it post the committee passing it, so
just
you should explain the adjustment.
And yesterday?
Yeah, I think it was yesterday that I sent it, or earlier. And you know, I did GovList at KPFTX.
I've got one about postponing the delegate election, but I don't have anything about the. Wait. Is your revised bylaws timetable should be on, and maybe an announcement about the nature of the proposed bylaws.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else? Okay, well, hearing none, we'll move right to Jane. What would you just say what it was you wanted to discuss?
Yeah, sure. I'm just curious, and for candor's sake, there is some pending litigation, and Tony and Norman and I are on opposite sides. But that aside, this isn't going to be sort of a litigation session. I'm just wondering, looking through the record of Pacifica, you know, what the policy is in terms of allocating legal expenses for lawsuits that are pending against Pacifica or any of the affiliate stations that are members. And I guess the other prong of that is, and this was of concern involving one of our PNB reps, Benito Diaz, we're wondering what the process is for excluding people as to their status for, you know, lawsuits. Like, say the union would have an NLRB claim, that's a hypothetical, and some people are plaintiffs on it and some people are defendants, that, you know, that defendants would not be excluded from portions of votes and meetings at a PNB meeting, you know, and others would be excluded, like the plaintiffs. So we don't have to answer them, any of these questions. I'm just wondering if someone could point to the guidance as to how these things are decided, or if there is any guidance, or if it's at an ad hoc basis.
This is like, I don't
know. Okay, Tony?
Yeah, I think we need to be very cautious because about this. Jane Zara has sued the Pacifica Foundation and the National Board. She's the attorney, and she's also the plaintiff. And I think we need to check with our general counsel before we respond to this being drug into a litigation on these issues. Until the Pacifica National Board gets a general counsel, I don't think we need to be tricked or drug into this kind of debate or discussion. She is a plaintiff. She has sued WPFW. She has sued the National Board and the Pacifica Radio Foundation. She is the attorney, and she is the plaintiff. And I do not think we need to be goaded or tricked into this type of discussion. But I'll check with our general counsel for the Pacifica National Board.
If I may respond to that, never to appropriate.
This is Lydia. I was next on the stack.
It's just, okay. Lydia, you're next. Go ahead.
Okay. So, and this is all, what I'm about to say is all public information. So there's no confidentiality here. In 1999, as we know, there were several suits, three suits against Pacifica, and the defendants were the Pacifica National Board. Who ends up paying what is determined by the court. So that's not something that this committee would develop any policy around. And at that time, everybody was in the suit. The Attorney General of California negotiated the settlement, and so there was representation from the plaintiffs of the three suits, which included a suit from the directors, one from the listeners, and one from the local advisory boards, and the defendants. That became the national board for quite some time until they passed new bylaws. And so they all participated in meetings, et cetera. However, Tony is correct in terms of specific suits and the nature of what can be discussed on the board, even in executive session, who participates and so forth, is contingent on advice from counsel at any given time. So hopefully that sheds some light, but it is not the work of this committee to establish. The only ones, the defendants, if Pacifica is being sued, then Pacifica pays for the defendants in the case when it's Pacifica as the defendants. They do not pay for the people suing them unless the court so orders. So that's all I want to say on the subject. I think I have to agree we shouldn't go beyond that. In this committee, it's not the purview of this committee. Thank you.
Could I get on the stack?
I'm sorry, who was that?
Jane? Hintrell on the stack, too, please. Jane?
Okay, so
in response,
anybody who hasn't spoken yet about this that would like to speak to it in response.
Okay, but I asked to be on the stack after Tony responded. So.
This is Vanessa. I'd also like to be on the stack when it's appropriate.
Okay. Okay, Vanessa and then Jane.
Okay, I just wanted to ask a couple of questions. Jane, would you restate your question? I just want to make sure I understand it.
Well, it was a procedural question. It's just what the process is in terms of how Pacifica decides to determine what resources go toward litigation. And the other one is we have some PNB reps, and Tony's right. I am the attorney of record on a pending lawsuit, and I would be glad to send the pleadings to everyone in the spirit of candor. And Tony's a defendant. As well as the other entities that he named. But my question isn't about litigation and being goaded or whatever. It's more about there have been issues under discussion at PNB meetings. And Benito is a defendant, I mean, is a plaintiff now on the lawsuit, and he had been asked to recuse himself from participating in certain discussions as well as votes. And so that affects, as an LSB and as a member of PSW, that affects the ability of our PNB representatives to represent. So my question is procedural regarding that prong. What determines who gets excluded from votes and from discussions on the PNB based on whether or not they are listed as defendants or plaintiffs in a lawsuit. And, you know, if plaintiffs are going to be excluded, then should defendants not only also be excluded in the spirit of fairness, or everyone is in the spirit of fairness and transparency?
Okay, so it's three-prong. Okay, so my response to that is I see no problem. If it's this is a question, since it's just procedural, that Jane could get a response to the question from the governance committee. If it's within the purview of the governance committee, if anybody thinks it's inappropriate for Jane, who is the attorney for the suit, to ask the question, I'm not an attorney for the suit. I'm not a defendant in the suit. I don't really know what the suit's about. And so I would be glad to ask the question in Jane's stead, understanding that she's just asking for process, and that doesn't seem unreasonable.
Yeah, but I don't know how you know that if you don't even know what the suit's about.
Nancy, you're not on the stack. I didn't hear you ask to be on the stack.
Yeah,
would you like to speak?
I asked to be on the stack, Central.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, well, I think someone else was on the stack first. It was me.
I thought it was just Vanessa and Jane. I didn't hear you, and I didn't hear anybody else.
Oh, I'm sorry, George.
Yeah, Nancy.
Yeah.
Nancy.
I just, you know, look, I don't know what the... Well, first of all, let me say this. When the question is asked how much Pacifica's money should be allocated to lawsuits, apparently every penny of it, every penny of what we've ever had or ever will have, that's my answer. Seems kind of obvious. But, look, I don't know what this lawsuit's about. And when people are asking for more information concerning and around, I'm very uncomfortable with that. You know... And now, point of information. What's the lawsuit about?
I don't. Well,
as I said, I will send the pleadings out there of public record now. I can send them out to this committee.
Yes, I would just as soon not discuss the substance of it. I do think that the question of when you have to recuse yourself and who gets recused is a procedural question. It doesn't have anything to do with the particular lawsuit. And. It has an answer. I think, as Lydia implied, it's somewhat dependent upon the counsel's advice. But basically, if you're discussing something which is relevant to the lawsuit, the people who are adversaries of Pacifica in the lawsuit are asked to recuse themselves. The people who are, if Pacifica's a defendant in it, and it sounds as though Tony Norman would be a defendant in it, then he's not asked to recuse himself because Pacifica is really on his side at that point.
That seems fair.
Lydia, is that your sense of it as well?
And I would like to get on the stack again. This is Jane.
Tony on the stack again.
Okay. Okay, well, Jane, then. Go ahead.
Okay. I guess my response to that is what I'm looking for are some guidelines because what we have is a Kafkaesque situation then from what was just described. If the issue in the lawsuit is the governance and the function of local boards and the relationship between management, the local board, the listenership, and Pacifica management, then everything that's discussed in PNB meetings would require the recusal of a plaintiff who is involved in a lawsuit that involves these issues. So I don't think that's an adequate answer. What I'm looking for is guidance either in the bylaws or from precedents in the past or something from a general counsel, and it's my understanding that there hadn't been a general counsel. So what we're doing is going around in circles now. You know, what I just want to know is what are the objective standards for participation and proper representation? Because it appears from the responses I've heard here in the governance committee, which was supposed to be objective and neutral about these things and talk about procedures and governance, is essentially a nod and a wink to a gag order for anyone who brings up issues of governance. About how Pacifica and a local affiliate is being treated.
Tony, you're next. I'm sorry, who was that?
Tony, it was.
No, I got Tony, but somebody else said they wanted to be on the stack.
That's Hensel again.
Okay. Tony, go ahead.
I mean, I'm an attorney in Georgia, and I think you essentially hit the nail on the head and summarized it. I mean, in the lawsuit, Pacific itself is the defendant, and all of the national board members were named were defendants, as well as WPFW, so as well as myself. So we were defendants. Obviously, we can't be, Pacifica can't be recused and not discuss issues related to Pacifica and all of the national board members. So, and the issues in that lawsuit deals with charges against the foundation and against the national board, as well as the board members. So I think you stated it right, George, that obviously the party who's suing the foundation and they're also a board member shouldn't be involved in discussions about the lawsuit specifically, as well as issues that have been raised in the lawsuit that they're suing the foundation for. So clearly that's the reason why they have to recuse themselves. Thank you.
Nancy?
All right, English teacher, I'm going to point out that Kafka's, when you say Kafkaesque, that usually refers to the trial. And in the trial, Kafka was actually being sued. He was not the plaintiff. And in that respect, I'm going to have to agree with Tony on his position.
Jane, let me, it seems to me from what you said, it's only in actual discussions about the lawsuit, which would be an executive session in all cases. A plaintiff in the lawsuit against Pacifica would have to recuse themselves.
We
had an example of this at BAI a while back.
Let me just interject right now. It wasn't about an executive committee. It was about talking about changing the bylaws and the upcoming elections and the postponement of them. It was a governance issue. It was, it wasn't an executive session about the lawsuit or a lawsuit strategy.
No, I didn't say that. What I said was that if there's going to be a discussion about the lawsuit, that will be an executive session. It really doesn't have anything to do with the substance of the lawsuit.
I don't understand why that's relevant, because what I'm referring to now is an instance where it didn't involve executive session and it didn't involve referral to a lawsuit. It simply involves a discussion of the postponement of the election.
I guess I don't know how to respond.
It's an issue in which I think, I would like all of my PNV reps to be there, to be able to be informed. Back to talk to us. I mean, really, to tell you the truth, at PFW, we have no idea what the status of the elections are or who the board is going to consist of in December. I mean, it's very scary. So I think the more transparency, the better, you know.
Let me say again clearly what I think is the case here. If you're going to have a discussion in open session about the wisdom or not of suspending the election and putting it off to the next year, then everyone's allowed to weigh in on that, whether you've got a lawsuit against them or not. If you're going to have a discussion of the lawsuit itself, it will be an executive session. People who are
talking about elections,
the lawsuit can't be there.
Lawrence is on. I'm on mute because I'm on public transportation.
Hey, okay. Does that make sense, Jane?
Can you hear me?
I can, yeah. I could. I can't now.
Point of information, thank you, somewhat. This is Henschel.
Yes.
I'm confused. Is there any way that the PNB can communicate other than a lawsuit? That seems expensive, a very expensive way to communicate on issues. I'm confused that we seem to have a pattern of this, and we have no money.
Okay. Anyone else want to speak on this issue?
Yeah,
okay.
Sometimes it's the only way.
What's
to bring
the issue, George?
I just
tuned in.
The issue was the Jane's question was, essentially, what are the procedures for people participating in in PNB discussions when they are a member of a lawsuit, when they're a plaintiff in a lawsuit against Pacifica.
And that they've been asked to recuse themselves from participation and vote.
In everything?
No, on a particular issue. In this instance, it was on the elections and postponement of the elections.
Well, was that an open session?
Yes, yes.
Okay,
yes.
That seems improper to me.
That's the point of that's not correct. It was in closed session. And the point he was asked to recuse himself on was a point that the plaintiff charged the Pacifica against in the lawsuit. So if the board members had responded, that could be used against him in a lawsuit. So he was asked to recuse himself, and it was in closed session.
Okay.
That's a misinterpretation.
Okay, so I'm going to... Tony, Jane, I don't think there's anything more that can be said about this. I think we responded to Jane's question, and the facts of the situation... We have no way of knowing what they were, and it seems to be not appropriate to continue the discussion about that. I'd like to move on. All right. So, she had asked that. I think she was just asking me to read what the bylaws amendment process was that was approved. I'm not sure. I think on a meeting on October 10th, I believe that's correct. But in any case, we had a motion from this committee, which was not taken up by the PNB, time to actually make it operative. The whole bylaws process begins, and the timetable is fixed from then on. When you set the date when the bylaws amendments must be posted on the Pacifica site, that had been set, I think, to October 2nd, I believe. And October 2nd came and went, and it hadn't been acted on. The PNB hadn't acted on the Governance Committee motion. So I was asked to redraft it, and basically redrafting it consisted of resetting the notice date. So the notice date was set to October 24th. I'll read you the whole thing. All proposed bylaws amendments must be received by the Secretary of the PNB by midnight of October 24th, 2013. They will be posted on the Pacifica Foundation website the following day, October 25th, which will be the notice date as specified in the bylaws. The IED is instructed to see to it that the notices on air required in each of the stations, informing the listeners of the bylaws amendments process being underway, commence on that day. Voting by the PNB and the LSBs shall commence on December 9th, 45 days after the notice date, and shall be completed by February 7th, 60 days after the commencement of voting. The results shall be posted within 15 days of the completion of voting on the Pacifica Foundation website. That's the timeline. Any questions about it? Okay, hearing none, we have nothing else on the agenda. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
George?
Yeah, Lawrence?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I must have been muted. But, yeah, I was trying to get on the stack when you were mentioning something in regards to what was on the agenda. And I had sent in a request to you to put the communications from the executive body of the PNB board on the agenda. And I'm sorry, did you get it?
I'll look for it now, but I didn't see it.
Okay, no problem. I hope you trust that I did submit it. And I submitted it to your email address.
Yeah, that's working.
Okay, because I have serious concerns that the secretary is taking it upon himself to be the bylaws duly contact person. When it's supposed to be the posted date. Not that the secretary is supposed to take it upon himself to arrange for bylaw amendments or to set meeting dates and to arbitrarily act unilaterally as he's been doing And then in terms of the conflict of interest and the inclusion and people recusing themselves from votes, I could give you many instances where the chair purposely did not recuse herself from certain votes that completely affected her and were a conflict of interest. So, you know, and this is just not coming from me. This is coming from members that are our listeners that are concerned over here at KPFK in regards to the process and everything that's taking place right now. As Ms. Hunter was saying, this stuff shouldn't take lawsuits, you know, when most of the issues are procedural and respect for the Florida bylaws that we have. But the fact that they're there, you know, flawed or not, then we need to respect them. So, and it's true, we shouldn't have to resort to lawsuits every time there's apparent, you know, like government committee motions have been blocked. They have not been able to get on the agenda, or if they get on the agenda, they get filibustered because of our concerns with the process. So, you know, and one example is the elections motions that we made. We made three of them, and none of them, and the notice of bylaw amendments, we made, what, two of them? So, you know, we have a real serious concern with the way the executive body or within the board, meaning chair, vice chair, secretary, and treasurer, is communicating and to a degree infringing upon the autonomies of finance committees and treasurers of local station boards.
So Lawrence, do you want to put something on that we can discuss and act on?
Go ahead, George. I'm sorry.
It sounded like the first thing was that this bylaws process, which my understanding is that the PNB has approved and should be going forward, just as I said. Are you saying that that's being interfered with? That's not happening?
Well, it's been, as Nancy said, it's been miscommunicated, or it's been really, you know, to the point that it was filibustered, you know, at the PNB level, where it didn't come up to you had to be called to effect a change on that day because our motions were not entertained. Do you understand what I mean?
This is Lydia.
Not exactly, Lawrence. Lydia, did you want to clarify?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's the issue in both the elections committee motions that were time sensitive, as well as the governance committee motions, also time sensitive because of the bylaws notification and timeline, were ignored. And so, you know, as long as there's a majority that doesn't want to have that moved up, there is nothing either in the bylaws or procedurally that has been put forward that requires, let's say, some mechanism, and this could be a governance committee item for future discussion, but it should be first developed into a motion, which somehow says, okay, your regular agenda, not the continuation meeting, but the initial agenda, if a committee properly sends you the motions they have passed, there needs to be a schedule, just like in a county where there are aging reports, like which bills you owe for more than 30 days or 60 days or 90 days. It's the same thing. You should not be able to suppress motions from a committee that have been sitting there, particularly when they're time sensitive. So I do think that's something that we should be able to take up in governance, but obviously not tonight, because we really need to have motions that we can focus on. Not that I object to a free discussion of things, but I suggest that we work on that.
Okay.
But I think that, Lawrence, am I correct? Is that what you were communicating?
No, you're definitely in the general vicinity that I was trying to bring up. And, you know, the way things have been impeded and to the point, you know, completely disrespected. You know, and it's not so much, I think the decorum is respect. and it's mutual respect. Whether you have a majority or not, a prevailing side or not, it has to be mutual respect for business to get done. And committees are, the, you know, the organisms that, you know, get those jobs done, you know, get work done, you know, pushes the work and works on the work. And it's not happening because the main body, the PNB, is not, the majority, the prevailing side, is not allowing it. So, yeah, you're definitely in what I sense, Lydia, and what I feel is something that really needs to be developed and talked about. And I'm coming to the PNB, so I intend to address that in public comment as well. Unless this committee tells me not to.
I don't think this committee is going to tell you not to. is there anyone else who wants to talk about this question about the bylaws timeline and the process by which it was established? I guess I just like to say that because the PNB has, and any Robert's Rules body basically, has the right to set its agenda and to change its agenda, it's always possible for committee reports that came in later to be moved up ahead, or items that aren't committee reports to be moved up ahead if there is a majority, as Lydia said. So that one would have to think carefully about how to go about, if you wanted things to be taken up in sequence, how to go about doing that without somehow impeding the right of the majority to decide what their agenda was.
This is Lydia.
Yeah, go ahead, Lydia.
So something that might be developed is that if there is a motion that is time sensitive by virtue of the bylaws, so if it's anchored in the bylaws, right, which in the case, for example, of our bylaws timeline that this committee developed, it was ready in August, and it was very timely, and it was commented on by members of the board majority saying, oh, that's not time sensitive. Well, when the bylaws are very clear that you have to do this within the same year, then we took it to the very end. This full committee is the one that developed that. So perhaps something can be developed along those lines so that I'm not saying, oh, I think we should decorate the national office in pink. I don't think that that's a pressing, time-sensitive, steeped in the bylaws item. But there are time constraints and timeline constraints in the bylaws for elections, for bylaws amendments, for a variety of other issues. And so if a committee that include directors and so forth passes these motions and can establish that it is because the timeline is in the bylaws, then even if the majority votes the essence of it down, it should at least be in the agenda. And so I still think that is something that we can recommend to the PMB.
Sure. Any other discussion on this?
Vanessa to the back.
Yes, Vanessa.
Now, I just wanted to comment that my silence when you asked about continuing the discussion doesn't mean that I don't want to continue the discussion. I just don't feel like I know enough about it. So I feel like I over-understand the feeling of an LSB or whatever body, whatever, you know, being disrespected by another party, given the experiences from my perspective that we went through with the last general manager. So anything that supports that not happening, I definitely, you know, want to participate in, but I just don't feel like I know enough right now.
Okay. Anybody else? Well, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Is there any objection to adjourning? Okay, hearing none. Meeting is adjourned. Good night, all.
Good night.
Good night.